Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You tune into Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Lahir, on Radio Islam International and simulcast on Sirius FM. Today we're talking about assisting learners with special needs and their parents. Now, whatever it is that you're doing right now, I'm just asking you to just stop. Just stop and just please listen to what I have to say. Firstly, if you are the parent of a child who has special needs, remember that the Almighty Allah loves you so much that He entrusted upon you such a special child. Subhanallah, the blessing that you have in your home. Alhamdulillah. But we also understand that as parents, there may be other children that you have. Maybe the special child is your only child. And yes, there can be lots and lots of challenges. And there are probably times where you sit and you think to yourself, am I doing the right thing? Am I the cause of this? Did I do something wrong? Am I doing enough? And sometimes maybe also as parents of learners with special needs, sometimes you may even say, I'm tired. This is too much for me. There's nobody that can assist me. It's difficult for family. I can't just leave my child there because my child has special needs. And you know what I'd like to say to you all? It's okay. You are a human being. It's okay to say, I need help. It's okay to say, I am tired. And it's also okay to say that I can have a short break. Because you know what? Alhamdulillah, with the ladies that I have in studio with me today are so dynamic women, and they're going to tell us about a facility, a non-profit organization that has been created called Care for You Too, where they have programs for outreach and respite to help learners with special needs and also to offer support, comfort and relief to caregivers and parents. But we're going to be speaking to those ladies in a little while. I'd like to start off first with my very first guest. I'm sitting in front of a very beautiful, very strong, very dynamic and very compassionate mum, Odell David. She's the mum to 10-year-old Shiloh. Shiloh has a rare genetic disorder. And Odell is going to share with us her experience is being the mom of a child with special needs. Good morning, Odell, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning, and thank you so much for allowing me to be here. Having Shiloh David as a special needs child in my family and being a mom, Shiloh was born with a rare genetic disorder, which is called spondylocostal dysostosis.
Okay, now what exactly is that?
Spondylocostal dysostosis is a rare genetic disorder. Mm-hmm. We have found out recently that Shiloh is the only one in South Africa that has this condition.
Oh my word.
Yes.
So support can be very difficult. I'm sure for the doctors, when they picked up that something is not right, they were probably, it was like looking for a needle in a haystack because this is something very new to them as well.
Definitely, yes, definitely. It was very new to the doctors as well.
Mm-hmm. And when did you realize something's not right? After how long? Since Shiloh's been born, I mean, how long after have you realized that, you know, there's something that's not looking too good here?
Okay, Shiloh was born firstly premature at 6 months, at 28 weeks, so we found out the second day that he was born with the rare genetic disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you found out then.
Yes.
And the news, how did you and your husband handle the news?
Well, the news was very, very challenging at that time. But also being a Christian and trusting on God, that we totally relied on Him on a daily basis.
Of course, yes, of course.
Yes.
I mean, it's a test from the God Almighty.
Yes, definitely.
Like we said, you know, children with special needs would not just be given to any parent.
Yes, definitely.
You definitely are special people.
Yes, we are.
Okay, now I need to ask you something. Shiloh is 10 years old right now. Does he go to school?
Yes, he does attend an awesome school in Indonesia.
Okay.
So it's been a very well... He's been taught very well there, and we've been seeing his development taking place.
So there's been like an inclusive program.
Yes.
There. Okay, and his challenge would be like he has difficulty walking.
Yes.
He's not mobile.
Yes, he's not mobile, yes.
Okay, so then how does he get around?
Okay, Shiloh's been blessed also with a buggy, which is a wheelchair, and just recently it's his second one that he's got, and it's made specifically for him to gain his independence in his own special way.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. That
yes.
is amazing. And with regards to his school and his peers, like his friends, you know, is he part of that group? Does he feel different? Is he made to feel different, or does he feel like, you know, he's special and so is everyone else?
Well, first of all, Shiloh is not treated like a special needs child. He is inclusive.
Yes.
And he's included in his class. And what we also found out is that he's the live wire in his class.
That is
and
excellent.
When he's not around, his friends really do miss him.
That is excellent. That is so good to know. Okay, now, like when I started the show, I'm saying, you know, to the parents that are listening in, you know, to everyone that's listening in, there's somebody that you know that is a parent of a child with special needs. You, a mom of a child with special needs.
Yes.
What would you like to share with the parents? Because it can be frustrating sometimes.
Yes.
You know, sometimes your child would probably ask you, why can't I do this like the other children? And how do you feel?
Okay, what's very, very important is that we ought to totally rely on God's strength because we cannot manage things on our own. And the first thing that a parent that has a special needs child is always to remember, don't blame yourself.
Yeah.
Don't blame yourself and just carry on and go through each day as it comes. Don't worry about what's going to happen in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry what's going to happen in the next year. Just thank God for today and the blessings that He has in store for you for this day.
And when you have those days where you're tired and you're just saying that, I need help.
Yes.
Have you had lots of those days?
You do have those days. And also for us as parents that have special needs children, we ought to know what to do in that specific time. And for me, I totally relied on God and also around people around us to encourage us, to motivate us to live a better life and also to be positive.
Mm,
yes.
And also when you have those days when you're tired, then you know you have a support base.
Yes.
Do you have family members or friends that will come in and say, okay, can we keep Shiloh for a little bit today and maybe you can do something else? Has that happened?
We have a lot of family support, but also to a limit of time that we have. Because not everybody can manage Shiloh.
I'm sure.
Yes. Not everybody can
manage it. Now, you know, to our listeners, I have to tell you something. You know, when Odile walked into the studio today, you know, she's got this beautiful smile. She always has this beautiful smile. She has so much of strength and so much of love. And what she's done today, she wants to treat any mom, well, actually one mom of a child who has special needs, but unfortunately the mom has to be in the Lanesha area. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask our listeners, we're going to open the lines, right? You can, any parent that gets through, but you need to be the mother of a child who has special needs and you have to be in the Lanesha area. And the reason why I'm asking you to call is, this is a gift from 10-year-old Shiloh, where he's asked his mommy that to the moms that are tired sometimes, like I said, it's okay to be tired. They want to treat you to a Pampers session. So what you can do is, if you are interested in this amazing voucher that Shiloh wants to give to you, to say thank you and it's okay to rest, please call us on 011-854-1548. Our lines are open. The first person that does call in, our engineer Ziad will take your contact details and, you know, you can come into Radio Islam and pick up this voucher. So our lines are open, please. You are welcome to call us. Like we said, you need to be the mom of a child with special needs, or if you know someone who is a mom of a child with special needs and you'd like this treat for this person, please call us on 011-854-1548. Thank you so much for your contribution, or should I say for your gift. It's so nice to know that, you know, when someone is going through the same thing as you and you're telling that person, I understand, it's okay, take a break, and you know what, once you come back, you're going to be rejuvenated and we're going to go right back and we're going to do this again. So thank you so much.
Thank you
so much for being on the show as well. And you know what, just looking at you, I know you got this.
Thank you.
You got this.
Definitely.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thank you so much, Odile. Okay, I'm just going to find out from my engineer. If we have someone who's called in already, he's just going to signal me and let me know. Oh. Okay, like I said, please do call us on 011-854-1548. And please thank Shiloh from all of us.
I will do
From Auntie Bibi Aisha at Radio Islam International.
I will do so.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
And
God make the journey easy for you. And just remember, you are the chosen ones.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now, hearing it from a mom who is the parent of a child with special needs, we have lots of listeners that are tuned in, and you obviously know someone who is a parent of a child with special needs. You could be a parent of a child with special needs. And sometimes you do need that assistance like we keep talking about. And alhamdulillah, there's an organization called Care for You Too. It's a non-profit organization based in Johannesburg. And I have two representatives from that organization. I have Sister Zafreen Valley, who is actually a doctor, and Sister Shanaz Adam, who is a special needs educator. And they are going to tell us more about the organization Care for You Too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Radio Islam International, ladies.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having us on your show.
Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullah khairan for accepting my invitation. Okay, now listening to Adele, you know, we chatted before the show. You know, she's telling you what she's going through, how challenging it can be. You ladies have a solution. You have something that can assist families and caregivers. So you're going to tell us more about your organization, please, Sister Shanaz.
Thank you so much for having us on. I just want to tell you how we started this.
Mm-hmm.
We found that there was a big need in our community. As you mentioned, I'm a special needs teacher, and at school we had Parents Day,
mm-hmm.
and one of the OTs and speeches were talking to each other, and they were really upset, and I said, what's happening here? So she said, you know, we need money to send this parent away for a holiday. So I said, what holiday are you talking about?
Mm.
So she said, no, there's a young lady by the name of Colette, and she has parents who've never been on a break. For 16 years now, Colleen has been they're diagnosed with CP.
Yes, cerebral palsy.
Yes. And so she's in a wheelchair, and these parents have been 24/7 with this little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And they've never had a holiday. So they want to send this parent away for respite, just to give her a break, so that she can come back, like you mentioned, rejuvenated and ready to tackle the task of looking after Colleen with more vigor and more zest.
Yes, yes.
And alhamdulillah, that was our first respite. We got money together, we got and we send them through, and we had accommodation, and it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. So that was our first respite, but then we decided we needed an organization so that we could give more respite to more people out there.
So when you say that, you know, you had this opportunity where you could send the parents out on a break, what happened to Colleen? Who took care of Colleen?
Is
Zafreen going to answer the question for me? Okay.
So what happened then was, obviously, the question was put to Colleen that, you know what, we would like to send mom and dad away.
Mm-hmm.
And the first question, this is what we do generally on all our respite care cases, that we actually ask the kids if they are able to answer to us and what their wish is. Mm-hmm. So Colleen said no, she actually would like them to go away because she wants to be on her own for the weekend.
She said she needed a break from her parents.
Yeah. Okay, so before we go any further, Colleen cannot talk as well.
Okay.
So she communicates through her computer.
Yes.
You know, so that
was a reply. That was exactly what she texted.
She said, I need a respite from him.
Exactly.
But what happened then is that, and this is how what we do, is that we actually ask the parents, is there anybody in the family that they would like for them to look after the child in their absence?
Mm.
So we have two circumstances. Sometimes the family member comes in, looks after the child and the other siblings for the weekend when the parents go away. So they know that, you know what, they've left their child with somebody they trust.
Yes.
Which is very important. And the child knows.
The child's familiar.
The child's familiar.
Yes.
And in their situation, so we send them away and they were quite happy. But as an organization, what we then do is we don't only take care of the caregiver when they are gone. We take care of the family when they are left at home.
Mm.
So one of the board members will make a trip daily to go and see if the children or the child and the person looking after them are all okay, if the medication was given, food is organized for the children at home as well as transport costs, anything that can affect relates to the respite care of that family. That's what's done in entirety.
Now, basically, this idea came from when you said the occupational therapist was speaking to the
speech and hearing.
Speech hearing and the hearing therapist, and this idea came about, and that's when you explored this option with Colleen, with Colleen and her parents, and then realized said, you know what, we have something here.
Yes, we needed an organization.
Yes.
So that's when we had a meeting, and we had a multidisciplinary team of, we had a social worker, an occupational therapist, a speech therapist, we were teachers, we had a doctor on board, and we
lawyers.
Had some volunteer, and we had a lawyer
lawyers.
As well.
Yes.
Because
yes.
always there's legal
yes, yes.
that,
they
that,
obviously
that need to be considered.
Yes, yes.
So that was in 2012 when we started. And alhamdulillah, we haven't looked back. It's just been going on from strength
so
to strength.
So when you say, okay, again, non-profit organization, so when you're sending parents away, so to speak, say it could be like a day, it could be a half day, maybe a weekend, the funds are being sponsored?
Yes. So up till now, alhamdulillah, what's been happening is that communities, whoever has points that they don't use for accommodation, generally donate their points to us. Whether it's at Makhalisburg
or wherever.
Wherever.
Yeah,
Mount Amandi. Yeah. Yeah, wherever. So what happens then is we then send the parents away with that, because let's face it, accommodation in the country is very, very expensive.
It's true. But the other thing I was going to ask you, you know, if your child now is, like say like in the case of Colleen, like, you know, her parents were with her like 24/7, so to speak. Say like when Adele spoke, and she spoke about Shiloh, and she says that she doesn't leave him for a very long period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get the parent to say that, listen, trust me, I am here to help you, can be very difficult, especially for mummies who are very hands-on and daddies, because You know that, I mean, every parent, you love your child. You're not just going to entrust your child in anybody's care. But if you're the parent of a child with special needs, it's going to be 20 times worse. I'm sure mom and dad calls like 100 times, is my son okay? Is my Muhammad fine? My Fatima okay? Or, you know.
Right. In respect to that, what happens is that up until now, most of our respite cares are done from a school setup. So all the social workers identify the needs in the specific homes via special needs schools in and around Gauteng.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that for every respite to go out, it takes us 2 months of preparation before these parents go out. So we have the psychologist coming in, counseling the child and the parents, just for that one night of separation. Because with these children and these parents, separation anxiety is a real thing.
Of course.
And so it's not as if you'll phone me today and say, you know what, Zafreen, I have accommodation for next week's. Please send your child. It's not possible.
Mm-mm.
So what's possible is that if you tell me in January that, you know what, of course nobody knows what can happen.
Yeah.
But a lot of people would fold in and say, you know what, we think this year we may not use our accommodation. When is the earliest we can call you?
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner you call me, there's always a family ready to be sent away.
There's someone that you,
yeah.
And you're assisting them. And obviously when they come back, it's like you say, they're rejuvenated. Like you say, they have that vigor to, you know, to carry on, because it can be challenging. And then also...
On another point, where there is the separation anxiety and the parents feel that the kids cannot go away from them,
yes.
What they do is they take the children with, and then we send a caregiver with.
Also, so you have that option as well, where
exactly.
A caregiver is with. So say again, maybe if mom and dad want to take a walk or
absolutely.
Just spend some time.
So we have the respite,
yes.
And we have the healing holidays. So the healing holidays would be where the whole family goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the child is taken care of, and that anxiety level is not there anymore.
I'm sure most parents or families that you've worked with probably would go for that first. Just
not necessarily.
Really,
not
unless
necessarily.
Like the children, like Colleen says, listen, I need a break from you.
Yeah. But again, in that situation, Colleen was already 15, 16.
Yeah, she's older.
So she was much older, and she's very capable.
Yes.
I mean, if you meet Colleen, you know, besides the fact that she's in a wheelchair, you'll be amazed.
Alhamdulillah.
What a lovely child.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Obviously, with the younger children, it would be much harder because
yeah.
they're very, you know, attached still to their parents, and obviously for the parents to separate from their children, even if it's just for a day, can be harder when they're very young.
When we send the family away for respite care, if accommodation is not given to us, sending people away even for a weekend, as we all know, some of us it comes naturally to us to go away for a weekend, what it takes to entail, from the food to the activities and everything. Our cost, depending on where we go, can range anything between 10,000 to 15 or even 20,000 rand.
Depends
and
on the
if the child is going away, we need to even organize proper transport for that, wheelchair, etc.
Yeah, exactly.
So the costing is quite you know, it ends up.
Now, like you said, you've been doing this program for how many years? You said since 2012. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to talk more about your respite program. Also, after the break, we're going to be talking about your outreach program, your community awareness projects, and obviously your contact details. So we will be returning after the ad break. Please call listeners. Do call us on 011-854-1548 if you have any questions for the ladies. Also, if you are a parent of a child with special needs, share with us your coping mechanisms. You never know who you could be assisting. So JazakAllah, I look forward to chatting to you again soon. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're back on to Youth Talk with me, Bibi Aisha Lahir, on Radio Islam International and simulcast on Sirius FM. Today we're talking about assisting learners with special needs and giving assistance to their parents. I have guests from the non-profit organization Care for You Too, Sister Shanal Jacob Adam, as well as Sister Dr. Sifrin Valley. But I just need to let our listeners know about something that was just so amazing, mashallah, so beautiful. You know, we started the show, we spoke to a parent by the name of Adele David, and she's the parent of a child with special needs. And what she decided to do was she wanted to just give out something to any parent of a child with special needs, just to treat them. You know, it's a gift from her son. And alhamdulillah, we had a caller. They called in and, you know, won the voucher, so to speak. And this parent actually mentioned that her child's madrasa apa also has a child with special needs. So she was now going to give this voucher to that parent. So alhamdulillah, you know, the gift of giving. And, you know, sometimes you think that I'm in this difficult situation, but you know what? There's somebody else that needs this more, so it's okay. So alhamdulillah, you know, may the Almighty be pleased with our efforts, inshallah. To the ladies that I'm speaking to now, you know, we've learned so much about respite. Prior to me meeting you, I didn't even know what that word meant. And now we know, alhamdulillah, it helps so many families, it helps so many children. But you said part of Care for You Too, it's a sort of a twofold program. You have the respite program, which we spoke about right now, and you have the outreach program. Okay, so Sister Zafreen, are you going to tell us more about the outreach program?
Okay, at the same time, when we discovered the need for respite care, during that time, Sister Shanaz had a child in her class that required a specialized wheelchair. He was then living with his grandmother, mm-hmm. who obviously was on pension, mm-hmm. and the only other form of income in that house was probably the grant that mm-hmm. came in. And he was also quite a feisty young man, lots of attitude.
Yeah.
So she approached my husband and I to say, you know what, can we do this, you know, just raise funds and see how far we go. And alhamdulillah, within a week we had the funding. And specialized wheelchairs can range anything from 3,000 rand going up to 120,000, 200,000, depending on the medical condition of the child.
Mm.
And so as this was happening, so was the outreach program with the specialized wheelchair. And when Auntie Shanaz came back and said, you know what, Nikki and Andrea are doing this, and is there any way maybe we can start an organization? And then the idea came about, why don't we just combine the two? Because special needs is still very taboo, if I can use that word. And this is how both respite care and outreach came together, and mm-hmm. you know, the organization was formed. Alhamdulillah, to date in our outreach program, we do food parcels regularly for 29 families, which goes to Nokutula School for Special Needs.
Mm-hmm.
Those 29 families were identified by the social worker. So these are families that have absolutely nothing.
Yes,
we help so many schools around Gauteng. Alhamdulillah, we've grown and we've helped a school outside Pretoria.
Mm.
Our projects have gone right through to the country in 6 years.
Alhamdulillah, and that's impressive.
And besides our food parcels, we do clothing as well for special needs children,
mm-hmm.
specialized wheelchairs, as well as assistive devices.
Okay, now the other thing I was going to ask you is, you know, when you have children, like you say, you know, sometimes the topic of special needs can be still, in certain communities, still taboo. That support, you know, when you're saying outreach programs, the support that is offered to parents, do you offer that? Because it can be, like we said, it can be tiring, it can be daunting. No parent is going to say, I'm tired of my child. They don't mean it. They're just probably venting because they are probably physically tired and frustrated.
We are looking into that, inshallah, next year to start up support groups for different, you know, in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, it's the board is made up of 6 professional women.
Yes.
So we do this after hours and during our time.
Volunteers.
We have a very
yes.
small group of volunteers, all professional as well.
Mm-hmm.
So to jump into so many things all at one go was turning out to be a challenge.
Yes.
But inshallah, we have plans. Yeah, it's a rollout. Inshallah, one of our biggest things that we want to do next year is to start up support groups.
Okay.
So they should just keep on checking on the website. Yeah. You know, the website will give a lot of information as to when these programs will be setting in, inshallah.
Okay, and then you're going to give us some details about the website
yeah.
later.
Sure.
The other thing I just wanted to ask you is, you know, when you're talking about your respite, right, where you say maybe the family is sent away, right, and the child with special needs is now at home, or if the child taken to another facility, like maybe at the special needs school or something, what happens there?
Each case is unique. So what we do is we find out from them what they'd like to do, what would be the best for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a family member looks after the child.
Yes.
But most of the time we have the caregiver that looks after. I mean, the social worker identifies someone that the child is close to that would come to the house to look after the child. And more often than not, it's someone from the school who is familiar with the child and looks after the child at school as well. The caregivers at school would come and stay with the child until the parents come back.
Okay, so that care, that extra
yes.
Assistance is provided.
Going back to the question on facilities, we did research it.
Mm-hmm.
We went around initially when we just started off to see, you know, how would this work. But what we realized that is that because of the separation anxiety that the child has and sometimes the parents have, placing a child for 2 days in a new environment can be very daunting.
Very daunting, definitely.
And
unfamiliar territory.
Exactly. And remember with these children, you need routine.
Yes.
So you need to keep them in that confined environment of theirs because then they are more mobile, they are more comfortable, and they may not miss their parents that much as in if they're a new facility getting new to PCC, that staff now takes over.
Yes.
Like whom they don't know.
2 months preparation.
Exactly.
Yeah. 2 months preparation.
Yeah.
But before we move on to the next part we're going to talk about, for our parents that are listening in, or, you know, maybe grandparents of children with special needs, what can you share with them? I mean, you're working with parents with special needs all the time from various communities across
yes.
the board. What can you say to them? What message can you give to them? What positive message can you give to them? What would you like to share with them, Sister Shinaz? I mean, you've been abroad as well. You've worked with children with special needs overseas as well. So with all the experience that you have with your travels and working with children with special needs and families.
The first thing I'd say is look after yourself.
Hmm.
Because if you're not together, you're not going to give off the best of yourself. So you may think, oh, you're a martyr and just neglect yourself and just take care of whatever what's happening around you, take care of the children, your husband, the family, whatever, and neglect yourself. Don't do that. You're actually doing yourself a disservice. Look after yourself. Give yourself that time that you need so that you can give good care to the people around you. That's primary.
Mm-hmm. And then when there's other children as well, because sometimes
oh, yes.
amongst
Excellent.
The other kids, they could feel that so much of attention. Say, for example, baby Aisha especially, and they're like, you know, mommy and daddy is only hovering over her. What about us?
No, you've seen families break up because of a child that is special needs.
Mm.
So you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of your relationships with your spouse. Your relationships with your other children also, because there's always a case where the children that are, so to say, normal, but are not taken care of, because they can fend for themselves, they can get on with their lives as such. But you need to be cognizant of that. So the challenges out there are really, really great, because it's on so many levels that you need to be aware of what's happening around you.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it can be tiring, can be exhausting.
It is. It's absolutely exhausting.
So, Sister Zafreen?
Just adding on to what Auntie Shinaz has said, is that also, I think, when your child gets diagnosed with special needs, don't become isolated.
Yeah.
Don't hide the
yes.
child.
Yes.
Don't feel bad or guilty that, you know what, this is a diagnosis that shouldn't have happened, or, you know what, you let me protect this child by not letting the child be part of a family unit.
Mm, mm.
Because in a lot of homes, and this is across different communities, this is exactly what happens.
Mm.
So you can have a mild disability, which is not necessarily frightening,
yes.
if I can use that word.
Yes.
Come out. There's help out there.
Yes.
We are
mm.
there. Let us help you. Let us guide you. I mean, we get emails asking small questions.
Mm.
It's the small questions that people tend to say they're afraid to ask.
Yes.
Which, you know what, even if in our personal capacities as professional people, we may not know, but we have built
channels. Yeah.
Channels.
Yes, there is help out there. I mean, we live in an age where, like you said, there's your organization there. There is definitely help out there. I think, you know, going back to our interview with Odile earlier, when I asked her, you know, does your child go to school? And she says yes. And she said that, you know, he is in a normal school, so to speak. And, you know, it promotes inclusion, which is great, because he's not made to feel that there's something wrong with him. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
In certain instances.
Exactly.
In his case, that was fine.
Yes.
The child has Down syndrome with cerebral palsy. That's going to be very different.
So, again, coming back to that, parents have support there. We have schools in Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
That can help you facilitate all of these things. I mean, the government has built a beautiful school for Nakatula special needs here at Lyndhurst.
Mm-hmm.
Up until now, they were working in Alex, in a little warehouse.
Yes.
And government's now put up this facility, the best of its kind in the whole of Africa. It has a hostel attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's to say that parents that have problems that can't send these special needs children to school, come and live. In the hostel.
And all the services are provided.
Exactly. And
wow.
The parents can give back in any form to the school. So
yes.
If you cook, you can help cook for the kids.
Mm.
Or you do whatever
you have
need
a skill,
to do.
Then you just impart that knowledge.
So obviously you have to follow through the process.
Yes.
Applications has to go through. But that's just one school. We have so many.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many. I mean, Forestown is one of the oldest schools that people know of.
Yes.
However,
there's so many others
that are doing wonderful work with special needs. So the help is out there. Just
go
reach
out.
Reach out
and get it. Most definitely. Reach out and get it. And also, like you said, why isolate your child? We all have a special need if you look at it. We all special in our own way. So very, very important. Because, I mean, isolating the child, you're isolating yourself as well.
Exactly.
And there's no need to do that.
No need.
We're all, you know, part of Allah's creation, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other outreach program that you did mention that, you know, Care for You 2 is involved with is to assist orphans or learners with special needs in Syria as well.
Yes. What happened there was about two years ago, there was a WhatsApp picture that went around with this family that had four adult children
yes.
that had special needs, and they were laying on the floor, and it really tugged at our hearts.
Mm.
And so we wondered, what can we do about it? And I was in Turkey at that time. So we asked around different organizations, relief organizations, and IHAHA managed. First we started with IHAHA. And they identified this family. So I went down to Rehanli and I interviewed the family. We saw what the needs were. And after having seen that one family, we realized that actually the Syrian refugees have different areas in which they get assistance.
Mm-hmm.
But the specialized need for
special
needs wasn't there.
Mm.
So these kids were just laying on the floor,
not mobile, nothing at all.
Sure. So I came back home and we discussed it, and we were collecting funds from communities that came through, alhamdulillah,
yes.
Muslim community, all the time they're giving, so it's zakat. And
alhamdulillah.
Yeah, it was amazing. And we got these families going, and we got another 10 families going as well. So we had this outreach going to Syrian.
Yeah. And again, looking after children with special needs. So, I mean, that is now outreach on another level.
But this is in conjunction with Avangard.
Yes.
We're doing it
because
we collect the money and they already have their link
space there.
So with IHAHA, Alimdad, and...
But now again, through your personal experience, by visiting there, you saw this need and hence approach the organization.
Yes, yeah.
So the thing is that, you know what, wherever it is that we are, how we can assist to make the lives of people in our community better, that is obviously our purpose.
Yes.
As human beings. I'm in awe of the work that you people do, alhamdulillah. Again, to our listeners, please, if you have something to share with us, if there's any questions that you have for Shanaz or for Zafreen, please do call us at 011-854-1548. If you are a parent of a child with special needs, please, if you'd like to share your experience with us, any coping mechanisms, any positive words that you'd like to say to other parents, please, you are welcome to call us. Okay, to both the sisters, the other question I was going to ask you, in all your experience with learners with special needs, what have you learned about yourself? How do you look at life?
Differently.
Yes. How so?
It humbles a person.
Yes.
Humility. It's made all of us, well, for me.
Okay, okay. Well, if we have a caller, I'm going to come back to you, Sister Zafreen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well. How are you? I think if you could just please turn down your radio. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Rashida.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Rashida. How are you this morning?
Okay, my radio, I don't know what's wrong.
Not a problem. Gee, do you have a question for our guest?
Just parents with special needs, I feel that it's a key to Jannat for the parents.
Of course. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
You know, yeah. And I know of a person that had a special needs child, and at first she was very upset, but later on she appreciated such a person.
Yes, most definitely, sister. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't just give a child special needs to just any parent. You know, you obviously would need to be someone who's very compassionate and very loving, very empathetic, very understanding. So, alhamdulillah, great, great rewards.
You won't believe it. That child is so intelligent, I can't tell you.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. May Allah make it easy for the parents. I think we seem to lose that quota, but that is so true. I'm sure, like, again, with your experience of working with so many parents across the board, young mummies, new mummies, when they have a child and the child has special needs, that feeling, like our caller just said.
Yes, in so much there's the challenge of having to look after a special needs child. They bring a different dynamic in the family.
Yes.
If it's done properly, then it actually brings the family together.
Yes.
You know, and if you can recognize the value of that child within your family structure, and without taking into consideration the taboos out there or the community stigmas that are attached, if you can just isolate yourself from that and sort of close yourself off from that and realize that that is just your perception, actually.
It is true. And I mean, again, in today's time where there's information overload, we need to get over the stereotypes and the stigmas. Yes. You need to look beyond it and look outside of the box. Yes. You need to accept.
Yes, and say, this is what I have. Where can I go from here?
Yes.
What is there out there for me to draw on? Because you don't sit and invent the wheel yourself.
Yes.
It's out there. You need to just reach out. And there are communities, there are community organizations out there that can be of assistance to you. So if you're sitting there and feeling all alone and all dejected with this challenge that you have, don't. Go out there. Ask for people to help you, because there are people that can help you.
There is help out there. And you're not alone. The most important thing is you're not alone. You know, coming to your organization or other organizations, obviously parents meet other parents. And I'm sure when they sit down and they talk about their challenges and you realize that I'm not the only one going through this.
Yes, yes.
You're going through this as well, and let's see
and
how
you're
coping.
And your situation is more difficult, actually, than mine.
Which is also very true.
Yes.
Which is also very, very, very true. Okay, next question. I think final question to both you ladies. Please share with us your contact details so our listeners can get in touch with you, and inshallah, you know, you guys can assist as well.
Before I share those contact details, can I just tell you what our needs are?
Please.
So that, you know, do you have time for that?
I think what we can do is what the you have your website.
Yes.
And you know, our callers can get, you know, in touch with you.
Absolutely.
Through your contact details and go onto your website.
Okay.
And you know, learn more about the organization.
And it's all there. It's all there.
No problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can just.
We do have a telephone number, but because we are professional, we prefer if they can email, because sometimes it's difficult to answer calls. So our email address is info at care, the number 4, the letter U, the number 2, .co.za.
Okay.
And then our website is obviously www.careforyou2.co.za.
Okay, and you are based in Johannesburg.
Yes, we're based in Johannesburg. We are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. So there are ways in getting into contact with us. Our telephone number is on our website.
Yes.
But, however, like I said, all professional
girls together.
Yes, sometimes we don't get to the phones.
And it's a group of amazing ladies with hearts of gold who just got together to say, you know what, how can we make a difference? And clearly you're making such a big difference that you're even reaching Syria, alhamdulillah. Okay, we about to round up. I think something Sister Zafine is very eager to share. Please share with us.
Quickly, just part of our outreach program, we do job placements for special needs children.
Oh wow, okay, that's fantastic.
Alhamdulillah, to date, we have two children that are now not dependent on social grants anymore. One's got a permanent position at Alexandra Forbes, and the other one's at an admin department at a school. So again, this just goes to show that these children should not be left in communities.
Yes.
Just to be.
Yes, yes. I mean, given the right opportunities and the right environment,
the
sky is the limit, most definitely. May the Almighty reward you people in abundance for the work that you are doing. And I mean, I didn't even know there was such a facility that's available. So, you know, for parents that are listening in, the people that are tuned in, you know, they can tell other people that listen, there is help out there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you guys, ladies, in abundance for the outstanding work that you are doing. And, you know, inshallah, may Allah grant you the strength to carry on with this work.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To our beloved listeners, alhamdulillah, there are so many amazing people out there making a difference. To the children who are having any challenge, you know, you learners with special needs, just remember that, you know what, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there for you. There's always help out there for parents as well. You are not alone. Like the lady say, you just need to reach out. So I look forward to chatting to you again next week from myself, on behalf of myself and my engineer Ziad. Inshallah, we will talk to you again next week. Please remember us in your du'as. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.